Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. We're sitting down with Teresa Olfertz, Marketing Officer at Marion County Bank, for today's Let's Talk Pella. And we're going to be talking about Pella Bucks. So to get things started, Teresa, I just want to thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you.
I think the first question that anyone would ask is, what are Pella Bucks?
Pella Bucks are a local check that can be used at any of the Pella Chamber businesses. There are just a few exceptions that Pella Bucks should not be deposited into your bank account. We want them used at stores. So it's just a Pella check that can be bought and used as gifts. It's a great stocking stuffer and can be used at the Pella Chamber businesses. And we've got lists of those, so in case you're wondering which ones they can be used at.
At this time, how many do you have left and how many were you selling?
Tonight we started with $100,000 in Pella Bucks, and it's about halfway through the night and we have maybe $10,000 left. So by the time this is on the radio, I'm guessing we'll be sold out, which is great. That's $100,000 going back into the Pella community in just one evening, which is wonderful. Marion County Bank put $10,000 into this discounted promotion, and we're so glad that our businesses and our families here in Pella can benefit from that.
And how did the idea come about for the Pella Bucks?
The idea came last year. It was our 75th anniversary, and we were sitting here thinking, how can we give back? And it was actually from our president here, Steve Kreinbrink. It was his brainchild that, what if we did this? And, you know, we kicked around a bunch of different ideas, coupons, discounts, how would be the easiest way. And we settled on this because it was easy for us to put together, and we're hoping that the customers or consumers that buy these Pella Bucks understand that this is for additional Christmas spending here in Pella. Our goal is that it's not used on your typical monthly items. It's to create additional spending. And that's the purpose of this promotion for us. And it helps shopping locally. And we all know the benefits to shopping locally. More money recirculates in Pella. Our one-of-a-kind businesses are strengthened. Local business owners invest in our community. And we've also noticed nonprofits receive greater support when you shop locally compared to big cities such as Des Moines. And we all know how tempted we are to go to Des Moines and Christmas shop. But that is one of the goals to our promotion, to keep that money here in Pella and build Pella together.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Teresa Olfertz about Pella Bucks here on the Marion County Midday Magazine on Let's Talk Pella. Last year, you sold 100,000 Pella Bucks, and this year you sold 100,000 again. Are there any plans to ramp up that number? Because it looks like you guys are going to sell out again.
We'll have to talk about that. $100,000 is a $10,000 investment for us, and it will really depend on the numbers that we see from this promotion. Where are these dollars being spent? And we're able to track that to see if they are spent at local businesses, regional businesses, or national businesses here in Pella. And, of course, our goal is to have them spent at locally owned, the small businesses that really need our support. And also, you know, it's kind of like us at Marion County Bank. We are a locally owned community bank, and we give back, and that's where our heart is. Of course, all the businesses pay taxes, and there are benefits to that, but our heart is at the smallest locally owned businesses that we know the business owners by name. We see them at sporting events. We see them in church. We want to help those businesses to keep Pella what it is.
So tonight, Pella Bucks are being sold at a discount, but I think a lot of people are wondering if they can get in on these Pella Bucks still after tonight.
It's looking like the Pella Bucks will be sold out tonight, just from the numbers that have been flying out the door so far. But Pella Dollars are available any time of the year from the Chamber of Commerce. They're face value, so if you want 10, if you want $20, it's 10 or it's $20. And, of course, they make great gifts for birthdays, stocking stuffers, anything like that. And one thing we saw from last year is our $100,000 discount brought attention to the Pella Bucks. So the Chamber sold a lot more Pella Dollars, which is great, another side benefit of this promotion.
If you could tell me a little bit more about what local stores are doing in conjunction with the Pella Bucks promotion.
Some local stores asked us about this, if we were going to do this again, and they were excited. And we just encouraged them that they could do their own discount or coupons or whatever for their store. So as we look around tonight, their business is giving 10, 15% off of gift certificates. A lot of those are to hair salons. There are some that just have great specials on items. Others are doing 10% off if you use your 10% discounted Chamber dollar. So that's that's 20%. So it really helps those who say, well, it's so much cheaper to go to Des Moines and shop. It's, you know, it's 10% cheaper in Des Moines. Well, tonight, that argue does not stand, because with our 10% discount here and the stores doing their great work getting people in the door, and, you know, there's goodies all over the place. It's just a hopping night tonight. So it's a lot of fun. It really rules out that excuse where it's cheaper to go to Des Moines, because when you go to Des Moines, you spend gas money, you're going to go out to eat. You've got a lot invested in that one trip, and it would be great if that is spent here this Christmas season.
So I guess the last question then would be, since it's been a success this year and it was a huge success last year, the plan is to keep this going, correct?
I think you'll have to wait and see. And like everything we do it because community matters, and you'll find out next year if we continue this program.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella with Teresa Alfertz. I'm Evan Little. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next.